Here's a story from off the beaten track, way off the beaten track. It's from the city of Calabar in Nigeria in West Africa. As NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports, one man is trying to turn Calabar into a tourist destination for Westerners.
More motorbike taxis than motor cars dominate rush hour in downtown Calabar, the sleepy capital of Nigeria's fertile southeastern Cross River State. Nigerian visitors have begun to discover Calabar, but international tourists are a rare sight. However, the governor has grand plans to change all that. Donald Duke is busy promoting the new face of Calabar.
I tell people, if you turn Africa around, West Africa is like the butt of a gun, with South Africa as a nozzle, and of course Calabar is a trigger. And this is our desire, that by the year 2010, Cross River State will be West Africa's number one tourism destination.
A challenge for this area of Nigeria, and indeed for the entire country. Here in Calabar's central market, there's not one obvious tourist. And it's not been easy to convince Nigerians or encourage other visitors that Nigeria, a global oil producer and a regional heavyweight in West Africa, is an attractive vacation spot. Claire Braid runs a tour operator company.
Nigeria is a beautiful country with diverse culture and all that. But somehow, because of the battered image over the years, people have been a bit not too friendly, you know, about the idea of coming to Nigeria.
Nigeria is known less for tourism than it is for graft and scams. In particular, the notorious 419 emails requesting your bank details and promising you money. Those gullible enough to respond find their bank accounts emptied as a result. Lizzie Williams, author of a recent guidebook to Nigeria, says Nigerians have an uphill struggle trying to woo tourists to their country.
It's not really a holiday destination, and it's unlikely to become one. I think for the adventurous traveller, they can go there now. As long as they're prepared for difficult travelling, there are things to see. Nigeria is not an easy place to get by.
Built on a series of hills with steep cliffs, with its faded old world charm, Calabar was Nigeria's first colonial capital, nestling on the banks of the majestic Calabar River, with winding creeks, spectacular views, and lush vegetation. It's also the ancestral seat of the Efik people and the Obong's palace. Sword-carrying palace guards in white feathered hats blow ceremonial horns to announce the arrival of the Obong, the Efik king. From the 15th to the 19th century, Calabar was a thriving transatlantic slave trading center. It was here that slave trader John Newton reportedly found inspiration from the melody of a popular local song to write the hymn Amazing Grace when he was rescued by some of his slaves after a shipwreck off the Nigerian coast. These days, Calabar is in the news as host to the exiled Liberian leader Charles Taylor. But Governor Duke has big plans for his city. A huge expanse of rubber plantation trees has been torn down to make way for construction of the Tinapa Business Convention and Entertainment Center. It's an enterprise Duke hopes will attract international retailers.
The ordinary African, I believe, would go where his needs could be met. And it would be cheaper for him to come to Calabar than go to Dubai or go to New York. He wouldn't have to go through the hassles of getting a visa. He wouldn't have to pay so much to get a plane over here. It makes sense to come to Calabar.
Governor Duke says between the convention center and the region's natural beauty and opportunities for ecotourism, including the endangered drill monkey, he hopes to attract 3 million visitors to Calabar and Cross River State by 2010.
Many would say you're a very ambitious man, Governor, but rather unrealistic.
We're entitled to our opinions. Time will tell.
Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Calabar.
Mm-hmm.